Good afternoon, saints of God. Welcome to the Spirit Love Ministries 15 minutes of prayer at noon. We welcome you. We welcome you. We pray that all is well with you, and we look forward to our time together today. We pray that your families are safe and that you are safe and that you are doing the things to keep you and your family safe during this time of the virus. So again, we thank you for being a part of the meeting today. We hope that something that we say and do today will edify you and will glorify God. This is Minister Eileen, and as we normally do, we're going to do a short exhortation, and then we will go into prayer. We did not get any specific prayer points, but we do have some things that we are going to be lifting up today, and if there is a prayer point that you would like to have us do, please let us know. And we will certainly add them to our prayer list. So today, I thought it would be a good topic for us to talk about the promise of peace in the midst of a storm. And, you know, we are going through a storm right now, not a physical storm, but we're going through a storm of a health war. A health storm right now with the coronavirus. Everything is shutting down. A lot of people are panicking, and you know, people are starting to become afraid, and you know, there are lots of things that come with that, stress and all other kinds of things where we have to deal with this accordingly. So the scripture today is taken from Isaiah 26:3, and it says, "You will keep in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you." And basically, this is a promise that was given to God when Israel was in a dark period of our history. But you know, even though it was Israel's dark period of history, we are now going through the same kind of dark period in our times with the coronavirus. And, you know, it is surrounding us by gloom and depression, and it's instilling in us doubt and fear and worry. Worry about a lot of things. Worry about our jobs. Worry about our finances, worry about our children, worry about our family, worry about us being contracted with the virus, not being able to go to the store and get the food we need, and a lot of other things that are causing us a lot of worry. But this is a promise that God has made to us, and he says he will give us perfect peace in the midst of all of the trials and tribulations that we may be going through. And I'd like to point out a couple of things that this blessing of promise of peace in the midst of the storm that is offering to us. Now there's the word, and I use it a lot, shalom. And shalom in Hebrew means that it's the idea of soundness of health, so that you will be filled with perfect peace. And it's not just soundness of physical health, it's soundness of spiritual health and things to be well with our souls, that we are not going to be a weary or any other thing that causes discourse in our souls. And you know, there's also all these other things that take up our peace of mind, and those are things that we have talked about before that block the blessings of God. And those things are jealousy and envy and uncontrolled temper and selfishness and pride and intolerance with others and fear, anxiety in the soul. And it's filled with those things, and we cannot allow God's shalom peace, which he has promised us, to infuse our soul. He calls us to perfect peace. Now, you know, we talk about perfect peace, and let's just do a little more digging here. There are things that we can talk about with perfect peace. Now, there are some imperfect peace, and those things that are help us to have imperfect peace is we don't use wisdom, and we have ignorance when we imagine that all is going well. And we have heard that from some of our leaders, oh, everything's going to be all right, it's going to disappear. That is not a perfect peace, because it has not, it is not based upon it's based upon ignorance and not looking at what is in front of us and what people are telling us about this virus and how it's going to spread. So there are other things that cause imperfect peace, and we don't have time to go into them today, but the perfect peace is a perfect peace that is sufficient and that it meets all of our needs. And this perfect peace is with us, and it's in our souls, and it's in our minds, and we are infused with perfect peace because we have both perfect peace of heart and mind. And so perfect peace comes to us. How does that happen? Well, perfect peace comes to us by a number of things, but one of the things is by His word. You know that He has His promises and His word, and if we continue to go into His word in the time of trouble, when we're distressed, stressed and stretched to the max, we can go to His word and understand that He gives us perfect peace. And we know that there are a lot of scriptures for that. We can go to Psalm 119, 165. We can go to a number of other scriptures that talk about perfect peace. We can talk about perfect peace by our obedience. And if we look at Leviticus 26, 3 and 6, we notice that one of the important words in that scripture is if. God guarantees to us things if we do our part. And that's another thing that I was talking about in terms of us blocking our promises of God. We have to be obedient to what His word says in terms of His promises. It's a covenant. It's something between us that's like a covenant is more like an agreement between two people. I do something if you do that. And then the other thing that we'll talk about really quickly is plenty of prayer and praise. First of all, we need to thank God for what He's already done for us before we start asking Him for other things. And then we need to ask diligently and believe with our heart of hearts that this is going to come to pass. So faith by our head is believing in His word. But faith by our heart is trusting totally in His word. And that's what we need to leave with today, understanding that we need to have perfect shalom peace by believing in His word and by trusting in His word. And we are going to go into prayer. Again, I didn't get any specific prayer report points, but we are going to lift up those that need to be lifted up to the Lord, and those things that we need to turn over to Him. So Father, we thank You, praise You, and glorify You because You're God, and You're God all by Yourself. We thank You for Your word, oh God. We thank You and praise You and glorify You that You have given us a perfect promise of peace in the midst of the storm. We thank You for that in the name of Jesus. We pray right now in the name of Jesus that You would cover, that You would just cover all of those that are experiencing any kind of disruption of their perfect peace, whether that's worry, oh God, whether that's a sickness, oh God, whether that's finances, oh Heavenly Father. We say right now in the name of Jesus that they would just look towards you, O God, look towards your promises, and believe with all of their hearts that you will come through for them. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, for all of those that are experiencing any kind of difficulties in their bodies, O God. We pray right now for any sickness, O Heavenly Father. We say that our bodies shall work in the way that you have ordained them to do. We say high blood pressure is not above the name of Jesus. We lift up Anthony James' mom in the name of Jesus. We know she broke her hip, and we say right now that healing shall come to her quickly, and she shall quickly recover for that. We ask you, O Heavenly Father, that you would give traveling mercies to Wanda Fox as she is going to join her sister, Gwen, in Atlanta. We also pray for Raphael Fox. He has not made a decision whether he's going to leave or not, but we pray that if he does, that traveling mercies will be granted unto him. We pray right now in the name of Jesus for all of our children, O God. We pray for protection for them. We pray for jobs, O God. We pray for those individuals that are out of work right now and looking to figure out how they are going to pay their bills. We just lift them up in the name of Jesus and know that God is our provider, and we continue to look to him because he has everything, and he's promised never to leave us, never to forsake us, and never to leave his children begging for bread. So we thank you and praise you for that. In the name of Jesus, I'm going to lift up to you, O Lord, some names that of individuals that we just want to cover. We want to cover Stephanie Moore in the name of Jesus. We want to cover Andre Prost in the name of Jesus, that he and his son are okay. We thank you and praise you for him, and we pray that he will come back into the fold. We pray for Gary Greer and his sister, O Heavenly Father, who is undergoing cancer, O God. We pray shalom, peace over that family, and strength for Gary and his family. We pray for Giselle Caver, O God. We say right now in the name of Jesus, a sarcoidosis is not above your name, and you are a healer. We pray for Dora Taylor, that COPD will be able to be healed in her body, and that the coronavirus shall not come nigh unto her. We pray for Andrew, O God, and his two children. We say right now in the name of Jesus that they are covered, that he is covered, and that he will be in the ark of safety, O God. We pray right now in the name of Jesus for Kenesha Holtz, O God. We just say right now in the name of Jesus that she shall be able to find work, and she shall also be able to finish her high school diploma. We're praying for Michael Roberts, O God, in the name of Jesus. We say right now that we know his birthday is coming up. We say that he shall see you in a different light in this year, O God. We say that he shall have a better relationship with his daughter. We pray that they will become closer, O God. We pray that his addiction shall leave him, as well as Jasmine Johnson. We pray for James Cullerton, O God, in the name of Jesus, that his court case is over and he is back with his wife and his two children. We pray for Rita Saunders, O God. We lift her up and her church, and she has asked for prayer for her church, and we say right now that things will go well for her. We pray for Isaiah Lewis, O God, in the name of Jesus, that he shall understand the man of God that he has been called to be, O God, and he will totally surrender to you. We pray for Tania Patrick, O God, that she shall see you in a different light, O God. Just cover her mind in the name of Jesus, that she will understand who she is and whom she is in you, O God, and that she's a precious jewel and she does not have to settle for things that are not in accordance with your word or are not healthy for her and her child in the name of Jesus. We pray right now in the name of Jesus for Jarrell, O God, my nephew, O God, as he is still working, and we pray and cover him in the name of Jesus. We pray for my nephew, Michael, who is still delivering food and delivering clothing to individuals. We pray that he shall be protected from the coronavirus. We pray right now in the name of Jesus for my Aunt Anthony Warren, who is 99 years old. We say that she is protected and covered, and no harm and danger shall come upon her. We pray for my husband, Bob. We pray for Fern and Mary Beth, our friends that are in Louisiana. Oh God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus that they are covered, that the and protected from this virus. We know that they had the Mardi Gras and they were engaged in that. So we pray that they are covered. We pray for Gladys Marsh and Mimi Marsh and the children that they have been taken care of, oh God, that they will have the provisions that they need to continue to do the things that you would have them to do for those children, even in the midst of neither one of them working, oh God. We say that you are Jehovah Jireh, that you will provide all of their needs according to your riches and glory. We pray right now for Spirit Love Ministries, oh God. We lift that ministry up to you, oh God. Continue to give us 2020 vision. Oh, Heavenly Father, we're asking right now in the name of Jesus that you would show us how we can come together as the body of Christ and help those that are in need at this time. We particularly pray, O Heavenly Father, that you would touch the minds and hearts of your people, O God, that they shall see that they need a Savior, that things that are coming and hitting us in this world are beyond us being able to handle them ourselves. So we will turn over our lives and our hearts to you, O God, that we will look towards you, O Heavenly Father, for guidance, and that we will have a closer walk with you, that our prayer life shall be stronger in the name of Jesus, that we will be stronger in your word in the name of Jesus, that we would look towards you, the author and finisher of our faith, for all that we need in Jesus' mighty name. If there's anybody that we can touch, oh God, that is in our family or in our surroundings, in our community, oh God, that we could show them that they need a Savior, oh God. We pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would afford us that opportunity and that the Holy Spirit will speak through us, that we will be able to say a word to someone that they might be saved. We praise you, we glorify you, and we lift you up, oh God. We pray right now for the healthcare workers that are putting themselves out on the line to help others at this time. We say that you will protect them, that you will surround them with your love, oh God, that you will let them know that you are God and that they are protected and the work that they are doing is your work. We thank you, we praise you, we glorify you. We lift you up, Daddy. We know that you are able to do all things, and we're looking towards you, O Heavenly Father, to cure this disease, this virus. We thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, and we lift you up, and we say this prayer in the name of our precious, precious Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, saints of God, we've come to the close of this particular prayer time. We thank you for joining us. We hope that you will tell somebody about the prayer line, that you will join us. It's only 15 minutes and get a little word and a refreshing from God. So we thank you and praise you again, Daddy, for allowing us to come knocking, seeking, and asking. So we close this prayer line and we hope to see all of you again on Tuesday. And don't forget, Jesus is Lord. So I'm going to say bye to everyone. Bye-bye.